Hi, it's Fabian from CNA Digital. PM, this campaign has been quite a charged one with lots of back and forth, negative politics and personal attacks, as you called it. Moving forward, is this a problematic for our domestic political landscape? And secondly, you said that the PAP will learn from this election. But what can you learn from an election which actually gave the PAP a stronger mandate? You know, are there areas where you think the PAP needs to do better, and what are they? Thank you.
I think we can learn from every election. Whether we did well or not so well, there will always be areas for improvement. And so we will reflect, we will do our usual post-mortem. We do it after every election, whether it's in the area of communications, whether it's in the area of social media, engaging young people, engaging different communities. These are all lessons that we will, you know, in specific constituencies that we may not have done as well. Are there lessons for us? So I'm sure there will be. That's the attitude we take. It doesn't mean that we only learn from an election where the outcome wasn't good. I think in all elections, there will be areas where we can reflect and find opportunities to do better, and we will certainly want to do so as a party. On, what was the first question?
The point on negative politics and personal attacks.
And so what about that?
Just wanted to get your thoughts on moving forward. You know, is this problematic for our domestic political landscape? Like, does it set a norm in some sense?
Well, actually, I think in this election, generally speaking, we were able to discuss most of the issues calmly. I mean, yes, in the election campaign, there will always be heat, very robust debates, to-ing and fro-ing different views. But generally speaking, I thought the issues were, all parties were able to highlight the issues, and we had a good discussion and debates on these issues, including an issue like cost of living, where the other political parties will have a different view. They will say it's the government's fault. But we have a different view. We explain our views. And I think Singaporeans were able to listen to both sides and consider for themselves what they think is the right perspective. And I think that's good. The specific instance of the negative personal attacks, which I highlighted, I did so. The Workers' Party, after that, said it was not negative attacks, but hard questions. But I do notice that the negative personal attacks started moderating too. So it was one particular instance. I highlighted it, and I think after that the situation did improve. So overall, I'm not overly concerned about extrapolating one incident or one instance to a trend that may happen in future. I mean, the same would apply to this incident that happened with race, religion, mixing into politics. It's a concern. I highlighted it. The situation did improve as well. Will it get worse in future? I don't know. But these are instances where if there are areas where we think it's goes beyond a certain line and goes beyond what we think is appropriate, I think it's right for us to highlight it, to call it out, and we hope Singaporeans will support what we say. And I think in both instances, whether it's on the negative personal attacks as well as on race and religion, I would say by and large, Singaporeans do support.